It wasn't hard at all. I mean, I'm super excited. I mean, it's gonna be a full experience, right? It's not just a show, but it's the first time myself or any of my family have been on any ski resort at all. So, I mean, to be on this one, you know, this is a very special one. So our first time is gonna be really, really something. You know, I'm from Miami, so the cold is not really my friend. I almost just ate it outside. Definitely don't have the right shoes on. So when I go back to the hotel, I'm gonna put the right shoes on and hopefully, you know, I can steer clear away from going all the way down. I've never been snowboarding or skiing or ice skating. You know, ice sports has never been a thing because I'm from Miami. So today will be the first time, but I'm sure I'll pick up pretty quickly. I think I'll start off with skiing, honestly, because it's probably a little easier. I'm continuously inspired by life itself. I'm also inspired by the people around me, my friends, my family, the things that they go through. I'm inspired by the things that I learn from them. You know, I think I am able to humble myself enough to learn from every single person. And it kind of keeps me continuously growing. And that's always been my main focus, to always grow and change and morph. And the man that I am today will be a different man than I am in 10 years. Hopefully in 10 years, I'm still continuing on the same path of growth. But I want to have made a large impact on both the music industry, which, you know, I've already done that, but on the acting side as well. The acting side is really important to me, and I don't think a lot of people know that I actually went to school for acting, and I actually went to college for acting and not music, right? So it's something that's been burning inside of me for a very long time. And in 2019, people will be introduced to the acting side for the first time, and it'll continue from there. But also, from a business perspective, I'm up to 13 businesses now, and hopefully in 10 years, I'm up to 113 businesses. Christmas is, the goal is always to spend Christmas with family. And that's the most important thing, whether it's at home in Miami, whether we travel somewhere, the goal is always to just be with the fam. I mean, I spend the most of my year traveling the world and, you know, working and performing. And Christmas is a special time that I always love to be with family, of course. You know, Christmas Eve, Christmas, I mean, on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, I mean, we just feast. We have tons of meals. I have leftovers for about a week. I usually gain a couple pounds during the holidays, and I love it. You know, it's amazing. I think it's needed, you know, throughout a whole year of, you know, working yourself, you know, into the ground. You need to be able to let loose and let go. And I recommend that for everybody. Just let loose and let go during the holidays. Don't be so, mindful about what you're eating and all of that stuff. After that, you can jump right back on the wagon. Just let go. Tonight's going to be an extravaganza. It's going to be a humongous party. It's going to be very, very cold, so hopefully me, my dances will heat the place up. You know, a good man, I think, is somebody who is able to both take care of himself but also take care of somebody that can't take care of themselves necessarily. I think a good man is very charitable. I think a good man is aware of how to treat a woman, you know, and treat women like the queens that they are. I was fortunate to grow up in a household with a good father and a good man, and he led by example, you know, opening my mother's door, and whenever we're walking into a restaurant or something, he'll take out her chair and put it in. And being raised, you know, in a household like that, it made it pretty easy for it to pass down onto me. It's my first time being here, and I think more than anything, I'm always excited to go somewhere for the first time and meet my fans for the first time. So, you know, I just want to send all my love, and if you're not here today, I hope to meet you next time.